We mentioned yesterday that the Rambam, in his describing the Isser of Baal Tashchis, writes that the Isser is not limited to fruit trees, but it extends to the Gadim, to Kalim, to closing up a well, a Ma'ayan, and to Ochlin as well, to destroying foods in a Derech Hashchasa manner. And we had just touched upon briefly a question raised by contemporary poskim as to what caterers do after a large event has ended and there's a lot of leftover food. Is there a concern of Baal Tashchis then in just throwing the food away, since the Rambam seems to include Ibud Ochlin in the Isser, perhaps Deraisa, perhaps Drabanan, of Baal Tashchis? So is a tshuva cited from Yitzchak Zilberstein. He was asked this question as well. The halls in which a chasna takes place, and after the chasna is over, they throw out the food that is still very good food. And their argument is, you're going to expect us to then spend all the labor hours sorting through the food and seeing what can be saved, what can be reused, who we can give it to, who's going to take it. It's just not worth the headache. It's not worth the money. It's not worth the labor hours. It's easier just to throw the whole thing out and that would be it. Is that a taina? Is that a taina to justify that approach? Or perhaps even on a more relevant level. Some people are far more makpid to eat only fresh bread, and the moment it's a couple days old, not can't take it anymore. Others would be very happy to eat that bread. Is there an issur just throwing it out? Or is that also Baal Tashchis? So Zilberstein writes that the original Isser Doraisa by Baal Tashchis is one in which the Pasuk speaks of don't destroy the tree because mimenu tochel, because that's where you eat from. Don't destroy it, eat it. Perhaps one might argue that the Isser is only relevant when, if I don't destroy it, someone will eat it. We did mention yesterday the Hagdara found in the Navi Yehuda that when there's a Hana that is of benefit to someone, I can't destroy that hana if otherwise it would be a hana that one would derive from it. But if no one's going to get a hana from it, so then there is no sin destroying it. So one might argue, suggests to Zilberstein, that you have these wedding halls. Is someone really going to come and collect the food? If someone will, then of course, wait, let them take it. But if no one's going to come and collect it, maybe it wouldn't be subject to this Isser of Baal Tashchis. And he does cite a Chayei Adam in a different context that perhaps lends support to this approach. The Chayei Adam is discussing in the context of tzitzis. If one has a tzitzis string that is torn and the others are still very usable. So the Chayei Adam writes that you don't obligate the person to then sit there and unknot and unravel the strings that are still usable. If it's just too much of a tircha, he writes, you can just cut them all off and that would be it. And at Chayim's Lashon is, he says, im kasha be'enav hatircha lahatiran mutar lenatkam, you're allowed to then just tear them off, cut them off. Ve'en bazeh mishum Baal Tashchis. It's not a violation of Baal Tashchis. He might have argued, begadim, you can't destroy begadim needlessly. Maybe tearing these kasher tzitzis strings is Baal Tashchis. He says, no, kevan she'eno osa derech hashchasa. You're not doing it in a hashchasadik way. And he cites Rav Yashiv also, who understands this chayim to be saying that if the reason why I am tearing them, cutting them, is because it's just too much of a tircha to spend the time sitting there unknotting each string individually, so that already enables me to avoid violating the Isser Baal Tashchis. So Rav Zilberstein suggests that perhaps as well, if you have these halls with leftover food, if there is no easy way to have the food taken and used by somebody else, and spending the man hours and the time to sort it out and distribute it or to make it available would be an excessive tircha, he suggests, based on this chayav, that perhaps that would be a justifiable argument to avoid the isser of bal tashchis. Obviously, if you have the sheriff's plate willing to come at the, with the ring of the phone, so you call them up, they come and 1, 2, 3, they take care of it. So then why not? But I guess he's discussing, we don't have this easy solution to come and take the food, to collect it and give it out. So if it's going to be an excessive tircha on your part to reuse the food, distribute it, etc., he argues that perhaps it would not be an issur of bal tashchis. But discussing the shaila bal tashchis on foods, there is a fascinating number of gemaras that speak of bal tashchis by food. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Amid Beis. The Gemara says, surprising formulation, Amar Rav Chista, Haiman de Efshula Lamechal Nahama de Sari Va'achal de Chiti, Ka'avim Mishim Bal Tashchis. If someone could be satisfied eating barley bread, which is a lower quality bread, and instead he insists on eating wheat bread, a higher quality bread, that's Bal Tashchis. That's a fascinating formulation. Why is that Bal Tashchis? Because I could be satisfied and I could get away with eating a cheaper quality bread and I choose to eat the more expensive quality bread, that's bal tashchis. Bal tashchis because I'm consuming the wheat bread when I could have satisfied myself with the barley bread. That's what the Gemara says. Over mission bal tashchis. Somewhat of a puzzling formulation. Oh, you say the bal tashchis is on the money you're spending unnecessarily. Oh, that might be an interesting svara. We saw bal tashchis by money, spending a pruta for no reason. So he's saying the excess money, which is totally unnecessary, that's the bal tashchis. It's an interesting svara. The poskim don't quote this halacha lemaisa, so we're left wondering what the Gemara really means. Rav Yashar felt it was more of a midas chasidus type of a Gemara. You know, don't indulge in excess pleasures unnecessarily. So not an isser al pi din of bal tashchis, although that svara of the monetary waste might be an interesting interpretation. Rav Yashar understood this Gemara to mean more bederach, I guess, midas haprishos. Don't unnecessarily indulge in excess physical pleasures, not technically a violation about tashchis on a deraisa level. That was Rav Yashar's interpretation of the Gemara. Another Gemara, though, in Yom Taf Peyam Ebeis, the Gemara says, Omresh Lakish, one who eats on Yom Kippur, achila gasa. Obviously, eating Yom Kippur is an isser and kares, you can't eat Yom Kippur, that's pashut. But if one is stuffed already, and then he forces himself to eat, when he's already stuffed in Yom Kippur, that's not an isser of eating Yom Kippur, the Gemara says. He's not chayev kares for that. Because that, the Gemara says, is not one who is failing to afflict himself. Someone who eats in achila gasa Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, is someone who is being mazik. That's the words of the Gemara. One who is ochel achila gasa is someone who is mazik. That's not a violation of ino Yom Kippur. That's called mazik. What's he being mazik? Who is he being mazik? So Rashi says, one pshat in Rashi is being mazik himself. Eating when you're already stuffed, you're being mazik yourself. That's not an isra achila Yom Kippur. It's an isra of mazik to yourself. But Rashi also says, you're mazik the ochlin. What does that mean, mazik the ochlin? You're being mazik the food that you eat when you're already stuffed? The food is suffering because you're eating the food when you're stuffed? What does that mean, mazik the ochlin? So this also, as Zilberstein quotes as, and he understands it to mean, and others as well, interpret the Gemara this way, the Rashi this way, mazik the ochlin means that you're not eating it, you're destroying it. Because when you don't need the achila, you're already stuffed, achila gasa, and now you're just stuffing yourself for no real physical need, for no real health reason, you're mazik the ochlin. It's like you're taking the food and you're destroying it. In other words, the suggested interpretation of Rashi is it's an isser bal tashchis. So one who stuffs himself, achila gasa, might be, according to this Rashi's interpretation, Yom Peyam Beis, in violation of bal tashchis in the food. You're not eating because you need to. You're not eating for your health. On the contrary, it's to your detriment. LMI, you're destroying the food needlessly. Bal tashchis, a very, very fascinating hagdara. That's another issue. That's a separate issue. But even if you're making a bracha, we're saying, you made a bracha already, and you've eaten to your fill, and now you're just stuffing yourself when there's no need mitzad the achila. You made the bracha before. That's not a gezel isser anymore. Being mazik is... So mazik the ochlin. How are you mazik the ochlin? That means you're being Mazik means you're destroying it. So it sounds like it's an issur of Baal Tashchis. And this is also quoted, perhaps not in Shulchan Aruch, but the Peleoitz, again, more of a Midas HaChasidus, Midas HaPrishus, perhaps, type of sefer. The Peleoitz writes, he says, for Kosvu Chachmei HaMusar, Sheochel Yoser Michdei Sipuko, Peleoitz says, one who eats more than he needs to, Kamaro Soosa, you're in violation of a number of bad things. Number one, he says, Oral Batashchis. So Peleoitz says this explicitly. Peleoitz says, one who eats Yoser Michdei Sipuko, he stuffs himself more than he has to, Oral Batashchis. That's the Peleoitz in Inyan Achilu Shasiyah. Fascinating statement. So that which he eats once he's already stuffed, that which he eats in excess, when he, which is Begedra Chilagasa, right? No, because the Gemara darshins that the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur is Dafkan Isra that is Bittul Inui. But this is not Mugdar as Bittul Inui. This is described or defined as Mazik. No, no, let's say he ate before Yom Kippur starts, right? He stuffs himself before Yom Kippur starts. And now it says the Kachavim, boom, and now he's already stuffed from before, and now he eats Achila Gasa. So that we're saying there's no Chiyav Karas in that. Okay, that's a good taina. It's a good taina. You're saying, why are we in the first place setting ourselves up for wasteful food problems? Okay, it's a good child. It's a good taina. One more gemara here. Another fascinating gemara. We saw the gemara so far with regard to Shabbos, one who eats wheat bread when he could have eaten barley bread. We saw the gemara in Yuma, one who was mazik, the ochle, when he eats achila gasa. One more gemara, the gemara in Tainis Daf Chaf, Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Rava said to Raphram Bar Papa, tell me some memories you have of Rav Huna. So one of the memories that Raphram Bar Papa shared with Rava from what he recalled from Rav Huna's later years, the Gemara says, was as follows. Whenever there would be excess vegetables left in the farms, the Gemara says, Rav Huna had the practice of purchasing the vegetables. And the Gemara says, he bedafka would not give it to animals. Why not? Even though there was nobody there, perhaps, that needed the vegetables, it was excess vegetables, no one was buying it anymore. Rav Huna would purchase it, but he wouldn't give it to the animals, the Gemara says. Kasavar, because he holds, Tainas Tachof, Michael Adam Ein Ma'achilin Lebehema. One is not allowed to feed food that is fit for human consumption to animals. Why not? So one pshat in Rashi is bizu yochlin. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you to eat, gave it to people to eat, and you're giving it to your dog. It's like you're not appreciating the brachas Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Bizu yochlin. And in fact, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufayin Aleph where the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Gemara. Kufayin Aleph in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim shelo linhog bizayon ba'ochlin. One can't be mevaza ochlin. Now there's a subtle difference here. There's an issur of being mafsid ochlin, destroying food, wasting food, and there's an issue of being mevaza ochlin, as if showing Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't care about these very special gifts you gave us to sustain ourselves with. So here, Rashi says that the issue of feeding a dog or an animal, human food fit for human consumption, is an issue of bizu yochlin. It's like you're not appreciating Kadosh Baruch Hu's brachos. The second pshat Rashi says is, chasa Torah al mamonon shal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to waste our money. In other words, don't give the human fit food to animals. That's a wasting of money. That connection again of wasting food as a wasting of one's money. And this is quoted in Mishnah Berurah Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, which raises an interesting question. I'm sitting at my dinner table, my dog, my pet dog, if I were to have one, is at my knees, waiting for some supper. So I don't want to go to the kitchen and get him his pet food, so I take my from my plate some chicken, I give it to him. Is that an issur of Bizo Ichlin, giving Michael fit for human consumption to an animal? Interesting Shaila. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Shaila in Poskim. Do we paskin like this Gemara? Do we paskin that you can't give fit food for human consumption to an animal? Mishnah Berurah quotes Eliyahu Rabba, Mesupik, we paskin this way. He quotes Machat Seshekel, that if you have no other food to give, okay, then you can give it. But it sounds like it's not so pashut, l'chatchila, to feed an animal food that's fit for human consumption, because according to one Pshat and Rashi, don't waste money that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. Kabbalistic reason. Abraham has a dog, and he had a talk show discussing, and he said, Unless she's done with it. Okay. She grabs his hand. Top of the Tupasan and Rashi, Bizar Ochlin, and Chasid Tam Manshin Esau. There's also a Kabbalistic concern as well. Okay, one last thought just to leave you with, which is the minhag that many have based on the Ramah. Matzah Shabbos, Havdalah, pouring the wine, and some deliberately gets poured over the edge of the coast. Magen Avraham quotes the Be'er Sheva, who says, you should be mevatel that minhag because of Bizoy Mashka, Bizoyan of Mashkin, by pouring the wine over the edge of the coast. Again, many Gesol is to follow that minhag of the Ramah, so there's lots to talk about there, but again, another one of the applications of this Shaila.